Hey, it's Linda from NLP Canada Training. I am thinking that maybe if you're listening to this in the fall of 2020, there's something that has you scared. For some people, they're scared of the virus and of getting sick or of losing people they love. Other people might think the virus is kind of been blown out of proportion. But they are afraid when they see signs of breakdown around them, of overflowing hospitals and endless lines even for food. Other people are looking at their small businesses and the prospects for the future, and they're scared. There's just a lot of fear out there right now. And so I thought we'd do a little work on fear, on what is in Canada Thanksgiving weekend. So I want you to start just really, really briefly to locate your own fear or anxiety or nerves or discomfort, whatever it is you want to call it. I want you to just sit with it for a very brief moment, noticing where it's showing up in your body, in the sound of the voice in your head, in what you are focusing on, and as you connect to that thing that is making you afraid, just make a fist with your non-dominant hand, hold it for a moment, let that fist hold your fear, and then open that fist, shake it off, release. Because in this moment, you're here and you're safe, and it's okay. Deep breath. Maybe give it another shake. Fear is sticky. Now, I thought we'd do some work with the opposite of fear. And you might think that the opposite of fear is confidence. But confidence and fear have a lot of overlap. They show up in a lot of the same places in our body and senses. So I thought we would try something different. I want you to think of a time you experienced some kind of thankfulness or gratitude. Something happened and you felt that rush of feeling that said, wow, that's amazing. It feels good to be connected or cared for. Whether you were thankful to the universe for providing something or to a specific person. And I want you to think about that moment. And it might be that you will have to go to a moment where something really good happened and then sort of look in there for what were you grateful for? What made you go, oh, thank you? And as you find that moment of being thankful, of having thanks to give, I want you to go all the way into the memory as if it's happening now. And just really build up your awareness of being in that moment, of having something to be thankful for. I want you to notice what you're doing with your eyes. What are you seeing? How are you focusing? How are your eyes moving around? I want you to notice what you are hearing, how you notice the sounds of the outside world, and what you notice in that voice in your head as you are thankful. And now I want you to scan through your body. Just start at the top of your head and scan down through your face and the back of your neck, through your chest and your gut and your core, down through those big muscles in your legs, out through your arms to your hands, down through your legs to your ankles and your feet. And just notice, where in your body does your body say, this is what thankful feels like? And when you have this really strong engagement with being thankful, where you are seeing and hearing and feeling the moment, then hold on to it by taking your dominant hand and making a fist and really grasping the moment. And then when you're ready, when you've enjoyed that, open your fist. And release that moment, knowing it's never really gone, that it was yours all along. So now the question is, how do we put those two things together? Because they're already together in us. And notice, does thankfulness make a difference to what we feel as we feel the fear? So we're going to take our left hand and make a fist and notice the feelings that start coming back. And then very quickly, I want you to take your right hand and make a fist and put it on top of the left fist so that they are touching and that the one that you can see is the right fist or the dominant fist if you're left-handed. Got that? And just notice now, what's settling out in your body? Where do you notice the thoughts in your head are taking you now? What are you feeling? What muscles have shifted? And that's a little weird. Because thankfulness and fear are so very different. And now you've just told your brain, activate both of those at the same time. And not just activate them simultaneously, but tie them together so that that wonderful wave of thankfulness gets to soften some of the fear. Or did it? Because for some of you, you might be going, actually, Linda, the more I'm aware of what I'm thankful for, the more I'm afraid of losing it. And that's fair. And for some of you, like, I feel better, but it doesn't change anything. It's fair again. So I want you to think of one more experience. And we're just doing an experiment here because the world is changing and the only way to respond to change is to improvise, to try something. And so what we're going to try is just this idea of remembering a time you were busy helping somebody. Could be something really practical, like, you know, you agreed to help a neighbor do something in the yard, or you agreed to help a friend with a move, and there you were, busy doing the work to help. Or it could be a time, you know, you were a good ear, or you gave somebody a hug when they needed it. It's whatever comes to mind for you as a time when you were able to help. And I want you to go into the action of helping. And see what you see, hear what you hear, scan through your bodies for the feelings that are activated as you actively engage in helping somebody else. And when you've got that, I just want you to make a fist with your dominant hand and put it over your heart. And just hold it there for a moment. And let it go. Open the fist, move your hand. So that was a little taste of, yeah, you saw what I did there, right? Of combining being thankful with being helpful and helping. And if you want to see what difference that makes to your fears, then I want you to take your non-dominant hand where you put your fears, hold it over your heart where you put the help. And then cover them both with your dominant fist where you put being thankful. And just notice what is settling down, what is dropping into place, what is beginning to feel like change happening. And as you take a deep breath and notice, like, oh, something feels weird and different, and that was cool, but I'm not really sure what just happened. I want you to think about tomorrow. Just whatever day you're in, think about tomorrow. Think about things that are going to happen, things you need to do. And as you think about tomorrow, I want you to notice what parts of your body are you aware of? Where is there tension or relaxation? What kinds of thoughts are you having? What kinds of images are popping into your mind? Because we don't make change happen just so we feel better now. We do these experiments so that tomorrow feels more like something where we can do things that are good for ourselves and good for other people, where we feel strength and competency and optimism. And that's what I wish for you this day and all days. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.